This is a Discovery Channel Radio podcast. Learn more about our podcast, including Discovery Channel News Podcast, at discoverychannelradio.com. You can also get Discovery Channel Radio 24 hours a day on Sirius Satellite Radio. Learn more at Sirius.com. Next on Discovery Channel Radio, a Travel Channel feature presentation.
I'm Liz McCraw, here on the American Riviera, Miami, Florida. Its sunshine, style, and sex appeal have made it one of the world's hottest travel destinations. This is where people come to get away, to let their hair down and, well, get a little wild.
It's a very crazy nightlife. Always something happening here.
The weather, the women, the nightlife, the clubs, the restaurants, and the people and the culture. They're fantastic.
South Beach is our favorite place.
Love that. We love it.
We just came for honeymoon, and we're so excited because we can't wait for tonight to go clubbing and do all the fun stuff that Miami has to offer.
The beaches here are amazing. The white sand, the water is warm.
Miami, les plus belles plages, les plus belles filles. J'adore.
I lived in Miami when I was in the 80s, when I was a little girl, and boy, has it changed a lot.
Of course, when we think of Miami, one of the first things that comes to mind is, well, the beach, which means sun, sand, skin, and lots of it. And the beach around here usually means South Beach.
South Beach is Miami Beach, but Miami Beach isn't South Beach. Does that make any sense?
For years, this trendy little stretch of sand and asphalt, known for its quirky Art Deco, pricey hotels, and naughty nightclub scene, had been the classic image of Miami Beach. That is, until a few years ago, when the superstars, models, and rest of the jet set started moving away, and South Beach's hip scene dwindled. The steamy little wedge of Miami Beach had fallen victim to its own success and excess. Too crowded and noisy, with bad service, and even worse traffic.
South Beach is like fashion. It comes and goes. It's hip today, it's out tomorrow, and then 10 years later it comes back. 10 years ago, it was a sizzling place of supermodels, stars, celebrities. You had Versace, Madonna, Sylvester Stallone, Oprah Winfrey all living here at that time. Then it changed.
Every neighborhood goes through a variety of cycles, and South Beach in the 90s became this trendy, exciting, sexy place that everyone wanted to come to. And of course, things fall in and out of fashion.
But today, the rich and famous hipsters are decorating the sand and VIP rooms again. New clubs are springing up all over, along with hot restaurants, celebrity sightings, and a sonic booming retail and real estate market. Million-dollar condo towers crowd the beach's southern tip and are swarmed with the wealthy, wintering mobs.
South Beach is now back, it's happening, and it's better than ever.
So once again, it's the place to be and be seen in Miami. By day, the beach is jammed with oiled bodies in the sun. By night, it turns into one of the world's most scandalous adult playgrounds, with some of the wildest clubs and exclusive ultra lounges on earth.
South Beach is considered the hipper district of Miami Beach. It's a small group of blocks furthest south on the island, and it's where everything really happens. It's where all the nightlife is. It's where all the amazing restaurants are.
And it's where Ocean Drive is. Much of the original Art Deco architecture can still be found along Ocean Drive.
Ocean Drive was tremendously popular in the late 80s, early 90s. It was where everything in South Beach happened. It was where all the restaurants were. It was where all the nightlife was. And it was this interesting, beautiful strip so close to the beach that's where everyone wanted to go.
There's always has and continues to be a wealth of things to do in South Beach. I think people come here for the sunshine, to get away and stay for what happens when the sunshine goes down.
Things come and go so quickly around here. Those are truly words to live by in South Beach, especially when it comes to entertainment and nightlife. The choices are unending, with a new club seeming to open or close every time you look.
Over the years, we've seen a lot of people come and go in South Beach, open up a series of clubs. I think there's a lot of recycled air out there.
Nightclubs change a lot in South Beach. Normally 3 to 4 years seems to be the life of a nightclub here, unless you reinvent yourself, redesign it, redecorate it.
And now that South Beach is once more on the hip list, Celebrating the rebirth of its coolness, the Velvet Ropes are back in play, and in a big way.
Most of the nightclubs in Miami Beach are in South Beach, and they are crazy. There is no rule about going home here in Miami. There's barely any rule about when liquor isn't served anymore. So you can find a drink at all hours, you can find music at all hours, you can find dancing at all hours, and you can find people at all hours.
So what's new in the neighborhood, at least for now? On Collins Avenue, a once famous nightclub called Level has turned into something they call Mansion.
Mansion is a new club that used to be known as Level, and Jerry Kelly sold it, and it's today probably the hottest big nightclub in town.
Yes, Mansion is new, and it's big. 40,000 square feet and 3,000 people big, with an old world manor theme.
Mansion really looks like just that, a mansion. You can hide there, you can go upstairs to more VIP areas. It's plush, it's dark, it's red, it's sexy.
So what's pink and dark and sexy? It's called Rock Bar, and it just opened.
Everybody was so excited about Rock Bar's opening because we have yet to have a place where it's rock and roll music, but still an upscale vibe with a real celebrity owner like Tommy Lee.
Inside, there's a retro thing going on, from the legendary rock titles lining the walls to a bar made of zebra wood and slate rock.
Everybody in South Beach, although it's so glamorous and glitzy, surprisingly enough, everybody likes a laid-back scene. They still want it to be elegant, and they still want it to be VIP in a sense, which is why Rock Bar is so interesting.
Something you see a lot of around here nowadays is all the high-end real estate, like the million-dollar condos and luxury resort hotels cropping up all over town. And one of the city's most prestigious addresses is the Mandarin Oriental, an ultra-deluxe, five-diamond waterfront hotel that sits on a private island overlooking Biscayne Bay and the Miami skyline. The vaulted guest rooms are plush, the infinity pool inspiring. But what makes the Mandarin, is its attention to service, exceptional amenities, and those special touches.
I stayed at hotels all over the entire world, and there's luxury, and then there's the Mandarin Oriental.
When I walk into the Mandarin, I feel a sense of elegance, very luxurious, and I feel very pampered.
It starts the moment you arrive. As you enter the lobby, you're greeted with a striking view of Biscayne Bay and the Miami skyline.
The colors in the lobby are vibrant and sexy. You have different textures of woods. Particular wood is called Mobinga, and it's from Nigeria. It's beautiful sandalwood. Then you have this gorgeous blue marble. It's called Azul Bahia from Brazil.
The blue marble is the rarest in the world. You can find more of it right next to the lobby at M Bar, a brand new martini bar that actually serves 250 different martini drinks. Decisions, decisions. Outside M Bar and below the infinity pool and Riverstone watering hole is something else brand new at this island oasis. An exclusive man-made white sand beach. The only private beach in Miami.
The Mandarin Oriental has done something really unique to the area. Because the hotel is located on Biscayne Bay, there isn't really a beach there, but they've made their own beach.
We shipped in 500,000 pounds of sand, and it's this gorgeous private beach, the only one, in fact, in Miami. The beach is complete with white cushioned day beds, swinging hammocks, a bamboo shower.
And then there are the cabanas, five in all, available for private lounging, outdoor massages, or you can book them for the day with your own personal beach butler, who will be happy to serve you lunch, dinner, even a cool mist service. And if you get here extra early, there's something else you might like to try.
In the mornings on our private beach, we offer Tai Chi classes with a private instructor. It's great. You can either do the class individually or participate as a group. It's just the perfect way to start your morning in Miami.
And if you get here extra early, there's something else you might like to try. But don't spend too much time on the beach.
Inside, you'll find the guest accommodations just as inviting.
We have the most spacious guest rooms and suites in all of Miami. We've seen an increase in demand of our presidential suite, so we now have created a second presidential suite.
This new suite is called the Mandarin Suite, 2,000 square feet of unique indulgence. It includes a stylish master bedroom and bath with plasma screen, formal dining, and display kitchen with a crushed marble bar. But one of the most interesting features here is the in-room spa. The spa serenity room is complete with an infinity-edge soaking bath, two tatami Japanese-style mats for lounging or afternoon tea, and an electric glass window for total privacy. Guests who book the Mandarin Suite are also provided with an on-call therapist. So when you feel like a massage or a spa treatment, the therapist will come right up to your room. If you don't have one of the spa suites, you can still visit the Mandarin Oriental's tri-level holistic spa with 17 treatment rooms, including six private suites with views of the bay from your sunken tub. The newest treatment here is certified acupuncture, the only spa in Miami to offer the ancient Chinese practice, bringing the body into harmony. That gets right to the point. All that relaxing could work up an appetite. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, there's Cafe Sembal. Named the best outdoor waterfront restaurant in Miami by Gourmet Magazine, guests at Cafe Sembal can enjoy Asian food and sushi on a terrace overlooking Biscayne Bay. But the real gem here is Azul, the hotel's five-star high-energy signature restaurant that features a stage-like kitchen, preparing the Latin American French cuisine of Argentine chef Michelle Bernstein.
Azul features an open kitchen where you can see the chefs cooking. It's really a performance they put on. There's beautiful white linens, white crisp napkins, but there's no centerpieces. It's all about the food and the wine.
Indeed, the focus is on the food. And a serious wine selection ranging from Stag's Leap to Petrus.
Azul is probably one of the best restaurants I've ever eaten at. The waiters are so attentive. The food is delicious.
Azul is an amazing restaurant. We ate there last night. Has amazing food. The atmosphere is really great.
Michelle Bernstein isn't the only celebrity chef in Miami. Norman Van Aken has just opened a brand new restaurant at the Village of Merrick Park. Located in the heart of Coral Gables, the Village is South Florida's newest luxury retail forum.
Village of Merrick Park is the most fantastic new shopping center. It's in Coral Gables, and it has every store that you'd want to visit while you're here.
The open-air, Mediterranean-style shopping village is surrounded by fountains, royal palms, sculptures, and 115 high-end boutiques and dozens of world-class designers.
And that's where you'll find Norman Van Aken's brand new restaurant, Mundo.
Mundo is a 10,000-square-foot market and grazing concept in dining, showcasing the innovative New World cuisine for which Norman Van Aken is internationally famous. Curious how they whip up these dishes? Then stand up and take a tour of the kitchen. All you have to do is ask. The head chef will give you a tour that will keep your taste buds begging for more.
Bon appetit!
More than anything, Miami, Florida is a city known for its look, its sense of design. In fact, one of its newest luxury hotels was compelled to keep the Art Deco design of the building it renovated. The brand new Ritz-Carlton South Beach stands on the lavish resort row of Collins Avenue and is not what you'd expect to see from a Ritz-Carlton.
The Ritz-Carlton South Beach is unlike any Ritz-Carlton in the world. It is a complete restoration of an Art Moderne designed hotel. It's an oceanfront property and beautifully situated in the middle of the Art Deco district. Ritz-Carlton came into South Beach to renovate a famous Art Deco hotel, the Dolito Hotel, and they had to retain many Art Deco elements before they were able to complete the renovations. And they did it perfectly because somehow the hotel has retained its air of elegance and its real Ritz-Carlton flair while still adapting to the South Beach market and the South Beach aesthetics.
The $200 million restoration has kept the exterior curves, sweeping lines, and pastel accents that are the signature look of Miami.
The minute you walk in the door, you can see from first sight that it's not a typical Ritz-Carlton hotel.
They preserved the lobby with its original black terrazzo floors, grand lobby staircase, and the curved floor-to-ceiling cherry wood wall with its 72 inlaid domed sconces. The hotel also has elements you won't find at any other Ritz-Carlton in the world.
It's the first Ritz-Carlton in the world to have a DJ. We have synchronized swimming performances a la Esther Williams of the 1950s.
And a few modern touches to the traditional lobby of yesteryear.
This hotel is definitely not your grandfather's Ritz-Carlton.
You know, the luxury hotels aren't only in South Beach. In fact, in the heart of Miami's financial district rises the steel and glass of the Conrad Miami. Its odd concave design destined to become an icon of the Miami skyline and one of the new premier luxury hotels. The Conrad will merge Miami style with the latest technology, from smart rooms to Palm Pilot check-in to a bathrobe menu. And just two blocks from that, you'll find the brand new Four Seasons Miami.
This glass and granite behemoth rises 70 stories over Biscayne Bay, making it the tallest structure south of Atlanta, and giving all 227 luxury rooms and 39 suites spectacular vistas of Coconut Grove, Key Biscayne, South Beach, and the city. The hotel displays $3.3 million of artwork and is said to have the best corporate art collection around. The Four Seasons also has a 45,000-square-foot fitness center, Sports Club LA, considered the best that Miami has to offer.
Sports Club LA is the largest gym in the city, super luxurious, has the best weights, the best classes, the best instructors, the best trainers. It's the most impressive thing that we've seen in a long time in Miami.
Of course, you could always work out by yourself in the privacy of the brand new four-bedroom super suite at Lowe's Hotel in South Beach. Or prep yourself in the presidential suite. It's two levels and 1,500 square feet overlooking the signature pool and South Beach sand. Just a couple of ways to get yourself primed for a physical night on the town, where some of the hot spots are so hot they make some of the cool dudes blush. Harrison's is one of those places, yet it's not a club. It's a fine French restaurant that offers an atmosphere where you can feel free to completely relax amid the inviting motif of warm columns, dim lamps, and glimmering chandeliers.
We laid out, designed, and created the restaurant into several seating groups, different boots, different styles of boots, different sizes of boots, very warm earth tone colors, the minimalistic style of South Beach where everything was white and stark and stainless steel. I wanted to go away with that.
Former general manager at Harrison's, Peter Schrank, is no newcomer to the business. It was his creative mind behind such nightclub institutions as Touch and Tantra.
When I left Tantra, I took one of the senses of Touch and open up Touch Restaurant to create the show, the Las Vegas, creating the food, the atmosphere, the ambiance, the things that people look for that they don't get at home.
Like his previous creations, Harrison's delivers a very sensual flavor. From the music to the dark crushed velvet, it has elements that speak to our most basic instincts. Harrison's wants to provide an escape from the typical loud South Beach spots, offering instead a more intimate venue. Schrank says he can distill all his inspiration into one simple motto, which is sex sells.
Harrison's was created as a sexual dream, just a feeling where guests can come and relax and just enjoy themselves, not necessarily in the midst of the South Beach hustle and bustle of a nightclub slash lounge where the music is so loud that you really can't enjoy your company.
Sex sells. In the back, you'll find a very private section, somewhere you can take your secretary, your mistress, your chauffeur, and, well, do what comes naturally.
our VIP section that we created for boots that are very requested enable people to come in, have a good time, express themselves with their party, their company, however they choose, and know that whatever takes place here at Harrison's stays at Harrison's. And by giving them a facility to just have a great time and let their hair down and get friendly with other people that are in the restaurant, it's a very, very good feeling. Very good feeling.
After such a sexy meal, you may want to check out the sexiest and newest nightclub in South Beach's most coveted location, a new upscale lounge on Lincoln Road called State.
State is a brand new mega club. It was formerly a club called 320, where you go for glamorous excess. You'll find celebrities there. You'll find amazing European music, electronica, the best DJs in the world. It's the kind of place you want to go when you're pulling one of those 4 a.m. nights.
It is also the current leader in the category of the toughest club to get into.
State is owned by this crazy, amazing Irishman, Jerry Kelly, who has been involved with the South Beach nightlife scene since its inception.
It's what I would consider an upscale lounge. I personally believe South Beach is transforming right now, and I believe that this was the right time to do something a little bit more upscale.
With smaller and more intimate lounges now in vogue, State has gone against the grain and transformed 12,000 square feet into a plush setting of imported fabrics and a Belle Epoque chandelier as the centerpiece.
Nightclubs change a lot in South Beach. Normally 3 to 4 years seems to be the life of a nightclub here, unless you reinvent yourself, redesign it, redecorate it.
Jerry Kelly is considered one of the most influential forces in the South Beach night scene, credited with creating clubs like Bash, Liquid, Level, and now State. All one-word names.
After a lot of deliberations, we came up with the name State, and we knew it was a name you could play with, like the state of mind, the state of the people, the state of the fashion, the state of the art. But it was also something that could be used for a lot of political parties. In the past, when I owned Level Nightclub, we had President Clinton and the famous Janet Reno dance party, which was televised worldwide. And I knew that having a name with State would help me to continue to bring parties of that caliber here.
Something else you may notice when you're here are all the dresses on display. What are they doing here?
You will notice in the upstairs gallery we have an exhibition of fashion. I've been a haute couture designer most of my life, so we have a couple of ballerina-type outfits that are encased upstairs. Bringing fashion into the nightclub softens the look. It makes it more upscale. In a way, it's a sort of aesthetic entertainment when people are relaxed. They want something to look at, and it's beautiful.
After dancing at State, the night is not over. There's a new concept in after-clubbing in South Beach. It's called Afterglow.
It's very soft, it's very subtle, it's very cloistered. It's a warm environment. It's aromatic, it's mysterious, it's very sensual, it's very provocative.
After hours, guests will find an enchanting getaway with mystical undertones and unique offerings, like multilingual servers, an unusual wine list, and products no one else has in South Beach. And then, of course, their specialty, one-of-a-kind desserts, like Egyptian chocolate cake, queen bee honey and berry nectar, palate-cleansing and libido-raising ginger beer, and chocolate caviar guarded by Siamese fighting fish.
There's a number of clubs in South Beach, Touch and Tantra, for instance, that are very sexually driven, very raw and sensual, very stimulating. Here at Afterglow, we're going to provide an intimate experience, sort of a warm, cuddly spooning effect for after these experiences.
The $200 million Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino is the newest casino to hit Florida, boasting 500 ultra-deluxe guest rooms and suites, a 130,000-square-foot casino with 2,000 of the latest electronic gaming machines,
its own Hard Rock Cafe, a four-acre pool area with a slide for the kids, and Cascade Whirlpool for the grown-ups.
With all your winnings from the Hard Rock, you may want to get in some shopping, like at Lincoln Road Mall. It has tons of stores. It's outdoors. The weather's beautiful. What more could you want?
Lincoln Road Mall is a great place for pedestrians. There are no cars allowed on most of Lincoln Road. And it's where you'll find amazing restaurants and great shops and, on weekends, different markets.
This is really one of the town hubs, where locals and celebrities come to eat and shop right alongside the tourists.
We're from Toronto, Canada. It's really cold up there. We're down here to do some shopping and hang by the pool in the warm weather.
That sounds like a plan. You know, Paris has the Arc, London's got Big Ben, and pretty soon, the icon to represent the city of Miami may very well be the Performing Arts Center, still under construction and slated to open for the 2005 season.
Designed by world-renowned architect César Pelli, the $344 million center will house three distinct performance facilities for ballet, opera, theater, and symphonic music on 5.8 acres.
We've given you more than a few things to see and do the next time you come to Miami. But don't wait too long to check it out. Things do come and go quickly around here.
You've been listening to a Travel Channel feature presentation.